We just want to welcome the audience. That's wherever you are, God's the reason. And we just welcome you this day. We pray that God will bless you. We just pray that God will move upon you as only He can. And I pray that God will move in your life in such a special way that you will realize that God is God. And you'll have a blessed hope, that blessed direction that God can go give you. And I pray this day, if you have troubles, give it to Jesus. He is your burden bearer. And by His stripes, we're healed. If you have a problem, bring him to Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and life. He is here to help you. He's here to save you. He's here to make you walk in a blessed hope. And you might have a good day every day of your life. And I believe that. And I believe the child of God, the day that we're living in, as though there's hardships around about us, can have a good day every day of our life. The circumstances doesn't change our good days. Our good days come in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if God be for us, who can be against us? I pray for a mighty blessing on you out there tonight. I pray that God will open the windows of heaven out there to give you a blessing that you cannot contain. I pray that God will do mighty things. I pray that God will keep you in the hollow of His mighty hand, that you'll be ready at that day when He comes very shortly. It's those out there that's listening to my voice this day, that you can know in the bottom of your heart that you're ready to meet God. You're ready. You're prepared to go to heaven. You're prepared to meet the Lord and Savior. The Bible says, and having it that day that you'll be able to stand before the Son of Man. And that is the question. Can we stand before the Son of Man out here today? Wherever you are, can you stand before the Son of Man? If your heart would stop this very moment. And that is the big question we all need to ask ourselves. We need to keep that up to date every day of our life, that it would not come upon us unaware, that we would be very careful in living for the Lord thy God. And Father, I pray for a mighty blessing upon the world this day. I pray for those who are going through difficulties, through problems of despair. And I pray for those who are in bondages this day. Those out there, if you're in bondage this day, God can set you free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And God is the deliverance business. He will deliver you from the anger of the enemy. He's not big enough to hold you when you're in God's eyes. God will take care of you. He will pardon you. He will bless you. He will save you. He will set you free. He will make you more than conquerors through Him which loves you. And Father, I praise you this day. I pray that for this mighty blessing upon your people. And Father, we thank you. And Father, he's here this day in this room. I pray for a mighty blessing upon all of these this day. I pray, Lord God, that you'd move mighty from heaven. Father, I pray that you'd bind all the hindering powers and loose the Spirit of God. There would be total liberty this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen, and amen, and amen. You know, I would like to say today that we need to have good days of our life. Well, I'd like to say out there today, and wherever you are you having a good day or are you having a bad day? And most people, the Christians I get around, most of them have bad days. They have a lot of bad days, man. They need prayer. They need all these things. But God wants to bring us up to that place that we can enjoy life and the fullest, walking in His Spirit, the umbrella, and He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under His shadow. We can have, say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my mighty, and believe that in your heart, He will make it come to pass. Whatsoever we believe in our hearts, God will enlarge that belief, and that belief grows and grows and grows till we become not a child in our belief. We become bigger than the giants. God's people can be a giant in the Spirit that as they grow, that heavenly growth that grows within you, that you have that supernatural understanding that God will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And the problem is there's not many people that have that supernatural understanding that God is God. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's there to help you. He's here to strengthen you. And I'd like to read a little portion in the Word of God, and that David was having a good day, basically. And you know, Saul was having some bad days. And that's the way it is in life. You can have good days or you can have bad days. A lot of we have to choose because God gives us a free moral agent. God will not force us in anything that we do. He will not force you in serving Him. You can have all the latitudes. You can have all do what you want, and God will not come down against you. He might make it tough on you. He might come and say, hey, I'm not going to help you this day. But yet within yourself, He gives you that leeway that you can do what you wish. God's to hear whether people will respond in love. If you want to serve Him, He's looking for a people who will serve Him out of their heart. They are not forced and forced and loving God, but they're how to respect that they love their God so much because He is so wonderful. It's part of the family. And God wants His family to be happy. We're happy in the Lord. We're happy because we respond to the King of Kings, the Lord of Glory. And it says, David behaved, this is in the 18th chapter of 1 Samuel, the 14th verse, and David behaved himself wisely in all of his ways, and the Lord was with him. Oh, hallelujah. Can't you just see that? That's where we should be. We behave wisely every day of our life, and the Lord will be with us. God is not a respecter of person. He will do the same for us as He did for David. And yet He even actually, we're in the day of promises. God, in those days, Jesus had not come to the cross. Jesus hadn't did that sacrifice that Jesus did. And yet God was with David even then. Well, God was always with us, but He is in a supernatural way because Jesus has won a way, paid the price in full, that we might have eternal life, that we might have the joy of the Lord in our strength, that we might have that overtaxing power of God that's more than conquers through everything that we meet day by day. We'll meet great strongholds of problems of whatever we face. God will be with us. He will make us more than conquerors through Him which loved us. We need to have that in our heart that we have a hard day. Praise God, it's going to be better because God is greater than the hard day. Whatever you face in life, God is greater. He is the reason. And when we can get that within our heart, God will move mightily upon us. Wherefore, when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. Truly, when you serve God, even your enemies really respect you. You know, they may not want to come and really speak to you, but they respect you. If you're a true Christian of God, they may not want to come and dine with you or even speak to you, but they respect you because they know who you are. They know you have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, and you have a way with God, and they respect you. Saul respected David, and he was really afraid of him. In life itself, people sometimes, the enemy comes, he comes your way and he'll rattle his cage at people and they get afraid. The message that God gave me last week, I didn't come into it, but that was part of it. The devil camps in the back doors of many steps of God's people and he stays there. But I remember that right now. He stays on the back door of many of God's people. He's camping on your door. You have troubles every day of your life, and you have problems every day. You're sick. You're afflicted. You have troubles. But God is the answer. You need to get rid of the problem, and the problem is getting rid of the one that gives you that problem. But getting rid of him, you've got to come to Jesus. That's the way to get to it. You've got to have a change of life. You've got to have a change of heart. You've got to have a change of dedication. If God be for you, who can be against you? So God is looking for people that are really wanting to do His will. Not halfway, but all the way. All the way people is what God's looking for. He's not looking for people that want to go just partial. He's not looking for those who wish to just do a little bit, but He wants those that will go all the way. God, all the way my Savior leads me. He will keep you, and He will be with you. Saul was the opposite. Saul was the king of Israel, and Samuel didn't really want Saul to be a king. Samuel dealt with the people. He says, you don't need a king. And the people said, we want to be like the other people. So God allowed Saul to be their first king, but they didn't need a king. God wanted to lead those people too. In the same way we are. We don't need another king. And that's why our heart is so important. Out of the abundance of heart, the mouth speaks. It says he will keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. We are living a time, even though this part we're going back to it, but the main thing is we need to have this mind on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says we walk in the Spirit, but it takes the mind of the Lord in our hearts and life to maintain it in the Spirit. Because we got to be on guard in our mind is putting God first. And if that's absent there, you'll not go very far and you'll not be very full of the Spirit very long. You'll get drier and drier and drier. You've got to come to that decision that God is God and you're going to follow Him. Whatever it costs you, it's going to be worth it. You're going to sell what you have, life itself. And you're going to put it into the trust of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we take life so lightly.
We take it as just a light occasion, you know, go down here and go to the, like I did when I went to church, you know, it was, and just, you just go down and you make it, and go down the aisle and you say, I do, and pretty soon, but you don't really have a real encounter with God. As I've discovered, as God's dealt with me, this is the problem that America faces, the world faces, because we've never known that God wants to start growing in Him. He wants to grow to a place that we could be more than conquerors through Him with others. That the Spirit of God can come down and live within our lives and direct us. And yet, you don't get in trouble any place you go, because the Spirit of God is in you, but you operate within yourself. You operate in the mind that you live in you, but yet that mind, something happens, the Spirit of God comes upon you, and your mind gives over to the greater Spirit. And that time, then it takes over, and you're walking still with the Lord, and when that situation depletes or decreases, then you go back in your own mode, which is through your mind. But they move together. But without having a mind of Christ, it's impossible for us to live up where we should be. It says, put ye off the former conversation, the old man which is corrupt so deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you might put on the new man which after God created in righteousness and true holiness. So we're putting off, we're like breathing. We breathe in the Lord, we breathe out wrong things. That's what our body does. We breathe in air, and it takes in the air, our lungs fill over that, wherever it does, and we exhale, it's the wrong things that's coming out. That's the way we keep renewed. That renewing is a cycle it takes, and like an engine does it every time it turns over. It brings in air, and the air that comes out of it is not good to breathe. It's carbon monoxide, it's all these things, because that engine needs it to be able to move. Well, that's the way we are. But in the spiritual, the same way. We take on righteousness. We put off the former conversation. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Former things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. The old man swore. All the things that people can do, we know there's a lot of people that tells us, and all of us have to be truthful, we was in the old man. But God wants us to be changed. God wants us to walk in His fullness, in His blessing. It says, renew the spirit of mind that you might put on righteousness and true holiness. So, put ye on the new man of which is after God created in righteousness and in true holiness. God wants to start growing into a being that's actually a rose of sunshine, a vessel of praise, a vessel of admiration, a vessel of a clean heart, a vessel that would seek no other way but to please His Heavenly Father. And that's what God is seeking. And basically, these other things have to be put away. Wherefore put away lying? Speak every man truth to his neighbor, for we are members one to another. So if we continue with lying, we need to go back and repent. God's merciful. He'll help us to be an overcomer. As long as we go back in the old man, we're going to have bad days, because the enemy's going to camp on our back step. We tell the world we're a Christian. We tell everybody that we're really someone. But God sees that if we're not living what we should be, it's a falsehood. And when this happens, we have a problem. God loves us so much that He doesn't want us to go through all these sinful situations. God can help us to be overcomers. It's not easy, but He can help you. If it was easy, heaven wouldn't be of much cost. Jesus paid in full with His life. Also, we got to pay. We got to pay because we got to remove the rudiments, the wickedness that we have within us. We got to put it off and then exchange it for goodness. We exchange the right hand of fellowship from God for the old man that was corrupt. The old man was a thief, a liar, a cheater, debaters, all these things that prove as to be problems in our life. In the natural, you go out to some place of work and there's someone that lies to you. It's hard to work around those kind of situations because you can't depend on what they're saying. Someone that steals, you're afraid to put anything out. You're really afraid of anything he'll do, because if you steal, he'll not do anything else. That's the way in life. As we start realizing, God has a special reason. It says we're members one to another. So as Christians, we should benefit our brother. We should encourage those who are going through troubles. That one that's going now, and they're starting out, is they're having trouble in maybe even as a thief. We help them. We pray for them. We don't actually put them down, but they need to realize they need to grow through that situation to become an overcomer. And God expects them. Now, if you die in the process of it, you're going to make heaven. I know that. But he gives you time. He wants you to grow. Growing is going above. As you go above that, then you'll probably come against anger. Just put you off anger and sin not, not the sun go down upon thy wrath. All these are basically sins that give us trouble. And we say, well, people, all you think about sin. Well, that's what God removed. God cannot look upon sin. So if we haven't got enough backbone within ourselves to realize, you say, people say, well, God loves us so much he doesn't care. Yes, he does care. That's why he loves you. God loves you so much that he wants you to be with him. And you're not going to be with him doing your own thing. Heaven is real. In the last chapter of Revelation, it says those things. If you're angry, you're going to be angry still. If you're going to be a drunkard, you'll be drunkard still. You're not going to change just being dying. The change, it has to be before you die. The change has to be now. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the day when we need to prepare for heaven's our home. And by doing that, you're going to have a good day. God's going to bless you. He's going to strengthen you. He's going to uplift you. He's going to uphold you in a mighty way. But you go on in your old sin, he's still merciful, but it brings wrong weights. The Bible says, lay aside every weight of sin that leaves the sin us enough to run that race with patience. Weights of sin can pull us down, and pretty soon we can't get our head up. Pretty soon we have no joy. We don't have peace. We don't have right feeling. We're ashamed. We're a little ashamed down here. And we become so ashamed that we don't want to talk to God. And we don't want to talk to a Christian. We really want to we're just too ashamed, but we don't want to get rid of that, our hang-up. We want to keep it. We want to put it under the shell and sort of hide it, but it don't work that way. God sees it. And it crops up with us. If we have anger, it'll come up on us. And we need to work out these things with salvation. We need to seek God in such a special way. We need to give place to the devil. That's part of our responsibility that the Bible said if we draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to us, resist the devil, and he'll flee from us. We need to take our spiritual right and defend our property. This is God's property right here, and you need to start defending this property that you're made of and get off of my back, Satan. I don't want you no more. This is God's property, and I'm going to draw nigh to him, and you flee from me in the name of Jesus. But many of God's people hadn't learned this, and he still stays on the case day by day, and one day after day, and they pray, have people pray for them, and they're still, because they haven't learned to speak to the enemy, you're not wanted here. I'm going to serve my God. I want to be his child, and I don't like what you did to my God, and I don't like what you did to God's people, and I don't want no part of you in the name of Jesus. Get off in the name of Jesus. But many of us sit down, and he sits right alongside of us. I had a dream one time, in that dream, this church setting, they was having a dinner, it was right after the church service. And I don't know how they asked me to come, but in this dream, I was in this setting, and pretty soon I seen this old blue snake come up out of this table where the people were sitting, and he came up to me and he says, started saying, I said, I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus. He just blew up, and the people came to me and said, you killed our pet. So that's what we have. Some of us have pet things that we don't want no one to give us. We want them because we love them. We need to, God wants us to love him more than that pet you have. He wants you to love him above what you think you have to have. You don't need that. I was with a brother-in-law of mine. He was dying, and he had to have that cigarette within the last day of his life. Those, it was a bondage that he didn't need. It was putting him in the grave, and he made that day a little shorter. And that's why we cannot get rid of some of these things that are hang-ups. They cause us to fall. They cause us that we don't have right standing with God, and we can't come and do the will of God when we are wrong standing. We need to be right standing every day, that we're going to have a good day and not a bad day. We can have a choice day in the Lord Jesus Christ, serving with all of our heart. This may be strong preaching, but it's the will of God, and God will help us that we go this way. He will allow you to come in your speed. That means just don't sit back and not do nothing. But he wishes you to work at it to some degree. He's merciful. There is no temptation taking you but what is common man. But God is faithful, not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able to bear. And with that temptation, make a way of escape that ye might be able to bear it. There is no temptation that all of you have taken that God is not going to be with you and help you bear that temptation. But many people don't want to lose that, what they hear. They want to keep it and still be a Christian. Well, it doesn't work that way. God wants to be singular in Him. We're more than conquerors. And that's why right is the gate and broad is the way to lead it to destruction. The men in the end of that, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way to few that be that fight it. God is calling for a people that have their eyes looking toward. I will lift my eyes to the hills. What's come of my help? For my help comes from the Lord. Thank you. God's here to bless you. God's here to set you free. And I think I'm talking to an audience today. You, many of you need to be set free. You need to have that power of God within you, that God's going to come and you be a new man or a new woman. You need to have that new cycle in your life, that you don't want the old cycle to happen in your old makeup of the old man. But you'll have a new cycle in the Spirit of God. You've taken in goodness and getting expelling badness. And we start expelling that badness, God will automatically put more goodness in you. Well, why we can't get more goodness? Because we don't expel the badness. And there's not enough room for both of those within your heart. You can't have both of them together. They don't mix. But God will allow you, and merciful, how it works as He draws in goodness and expects us as our time to expel darkness. But after a while, if it doesn't work, then God says, hey, I'm speaking to you, old man. I'm speaking to you, lady. I want you to make changes. I want you to, because I see that you need a change. When God says that, we have to take accountability through His Spirit. Let no man steal no more, but rather let him labor, work of his hands, that he may have to give to him that needeth. So it's not improper for God to tell His people to work. You know, people, I've seen people say, you know, the extreme says, I don't have to work because I'm going to pray and praise. And then you need to pray with me. And I said, well, that's not, you know, God expects us to work first, and then he will do the remainder. He made us, that was one of the curses. He put work on the hands of men. And the women had to bear the children and the housework of the, nowadays they have to work too. But what I'm saying, this is what we're living in. And God's not going to do you a supernatural miracle when you sit back and you're so lazy. You just sit back there and you say, I want a free day. You know, and everybody don't believe that. They don't have any faith. No, they have faith. Sir, you need to wake up, that God wants you to wake up, that you might be able to help those with need, what you're working out of your hands. You don't need a hand up, you need to help those who have a need. And what we got a lot of people that want handouts, but what they need to work, that they might give to those who have a need. We run those up on some Saturday night sometimes. People, that's the problem. They don't really want to work. Some of them can't work, but some of them can work too. We need to realize that God wants us to appropriate our lives under His calling, under His direction, that they minister grace to the hearers, that they might minister grace to the hearers. See, we take it on, but then we're to do some good things. Grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby you're sealed in the day of redemption. Now, this here is the main part of this whole scripture, and grieve not the Holy Spirit. Jesus said very directly that if we come against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. This is an area that all of us, because the Bible even tells me, even to be saved, we're drawn by the Spirit. So it's a lesser, but it's all that way. You might say God's one-sided. No, He's not one-sided. It's God's way. It's His way. Because it's His house. It's His kids. It's His plan. And God's, hey, He don't go down here and want you to debate with someone that doesn't believe His way. We're not to debate. We're not to fraction with anybody. We're doing it God's way. If they don't want it, then go their own way. But we don't get out here and debate. We don't fight. We don't fume. We don't do those things because we're God's children. We don't get out here and testify because we want to get up here and be seen. We walk in the Spirit, we not fulfill the lust of the flesh. But the Spirit of God is so wonderful. The Spirit of God is so glorious. And when we live in a church, out there, I don't care who you are, and you're ashamed of God's Spirit to move upon you, and you're in trouble. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you are. And also, those are there, if they're not qualified to move the Spirit, they should back off too, because they cannot be in sin and move in the Spirit. That's a no-no. Because God's grieved, the Spirit will be grieved, and there'll be recompenses more to the church than the person that doesn't, because they're going to lose the, they will not feel that closeness. They will not feel that anointing. The anointing is a power that God puts upon His people. The anointing, it breaks the yoke of the bondage. It sets people free. The Bible says the foolishness of preaching justifies men, justifies women. It's the foolishness because the unction of the Spirit of God moves in the hearts of people, and it does something down here that we don't know what it does, but it's something that brings us in direction, connection with God. As you preach it, that person gets in connection to God, that they can ask God to come in their heart and life. If they don't come in their hearts and life, then they quench the Spirit. The Spirit can be quenched in many, many, many different ways. But some of it is forgiven and some is not forgiven. So that's where we need to be careful when the Holy Spirit is special. We should be very careful and walking in lightly in His presence. That's why He needs to be within you, because within you He helps you as a leadership. He helps you observe what you're facing. You don't know what you're facing, but the Holy Spirit knows. He knows. I was talking to a little child the other day, and I was not getting through, and I told this mother, I said, how come this child won't listen to me? The mother says, because you're too kind. But God told me that before she said that. But see, that's a problem in the world we're living in. Kindness is actually nowadays seen as a, we're not really strong, we're weak. But that's the opposite. You know, that's where a lot of people, they don't want to be a Christian, because they don't want to be labeled as not strong. Well, I'll tell you, you're really strong, because it takes a man or a woman of God to serve God, and you, the world may not see it this way, but in reality, it's true. Hey, you live a righteous life, and they may say all that matter of evil, it's going to say that because we're living in the last hour. You're going to be told, you're going to be scorned, and the church is going to come against you and say, oh, you wicked people, you're not down in my church, but don't take any offense to it, because God has to move through His mighty Spirit. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. And I don't care who they are, what they are, you need the unction from the Spirit of God to give you, testify to you that you know what sent the Spirit of God. And it has to be done so God will move mightily and by His Spirit. Let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil spirit put away. We're to put those things away. We give that away, and then we put this on. Be kind, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even for God's sake, has forgiven you. So we put off, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speak, and put away with all malice. And then we put on, be kind, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even for God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. There's a real message in this word. There's a real power in this word. People say, well, why don't we move from the Spirit? It's because people don't put off. You can't get an engine started if it can't get air in the engine. And if you close the exhaust off, it can't run either. So the same thing's practical in us. When we hold back and we get bound up and say, I'm upset the old world because the world's not where I'm a Christian, but I'm so mighty. Well, you know, those type of people, I think, need to have another talk with God. Because God wants to move in us and we're pliable. We're very understanding. We're very merciful. We're very caring. And a person that's not caring, a person that has to have their own way, you can just take it from God, from the bank, that they're not where they should be. And they shouldn't order you around. We have people come in services and they'll condemn you what you're preaching because they're not where they should be. When you know it's from God, stand upon God and take it mildly. It's greater. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid of these soothsayers. All these people that says all the, they're getting where they don't say much to me anymore because God lets it come back to them. God's here to defend you in all your areas. It's going to be worth it all serving God. Out there tonight, wherever you are through the world, you need to realize that God be with you. You're not by yourself. He is with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. His all-seeing eyes are open to the righteous and His ears are open to the cry. God will never, never leave you. He will successfully keep you. According to His divine power, hath given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who's called us in glory and virtue. God's given us all things. All things. He's given you all things. You can't You can't lose. You can't lose out there. You cannot lose. You're a winner. Don't let the devil come and get you. See, that's what we're doing. Many of us, we don't have enough of God in us. We cave in. We do part of it right, and then we don't go all the way. Pretty soon we got troubles, and our trouble is we never went through. We leave part of the Satan with the lie, and we like an army going through. I told a brother of mine a couple years ago that in Iraq, those people were going through too fast, and that's right. They was leaving people behind. When this happens, you get defeated. And that's what's happened many times with Satan. We go so fast through there that we're not walking the spirit. We're out ahead of everybody. And pretty soon we're consumed because we went in darkness. We're out ahead where we should not be. We're finding ourselves alienated from the passing of God. And we find ourselves out in the enemy's camp. The anointing comes from God. People can come through churches. And you come through a church, you don't have to be spiritual. I don't want to break your bubbles. But a lot of people are not spiritual going to church. It takes spirituality and coming to the throne of Jesus. And I'll come against America, the whole, everyone. It's coming to the feet of Jesus, surrendering your life, giving your life totally to Him, and saying, Lord, I love you. I love you. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you that you're real. And the whole world to get me. I am not going to forsake my Heavenly Father. And that's what America needs this day. And even though the whole world goes to the wrong way, you're going to live for Christ this day. You're going to live. You're going to go all the way with Jesus because it means your eternal home, your eternal destiny. And I'll tell you, life is too short to miss out in heaven. Heaven's forever and ever and ever and ever. What we have here is buried for a moment. Our bodies decay. We're living in a very flimsy land, and we have to struggle with life in God's umbrella, in the shading of His mighty covering. We have to move under His preeminence, His dominion, His calling, and you're safe there. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and says, I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God, will Him I trust. There is one other scripture I'd like to read. Before I close, it's in Peter 2. Whereby has given us great and precious promises. Great and precious promises. Do you hear what it's... That's what God's word is full of. Great and precious promises. But you've got to be right to receive them. He's not going to give you these precious promises out here until you start being a little bit of an overcomer. You don't need to plant a field before it's ready to become a field. So until you get to where you can have a crop, you don't get anything. No, God says, hey, no. You start working. Get that ground ready. Just don't even think about putting planting in it now. And that's what we do. We get the cart before the horse. We've never been to the place of standing before our God and praying through and seeking God as He wishes first. And we want all exceeding blessings. I'm here with love tonight, but yet I feel that tug of the Spirit of God. I know what God said in my heart is real. We might be partakers of the divine nature. The nature is God's promises. He will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He is that all-seeing eye. He will never leave you. You're not here in a vacuum. You're just here in God's presence. I've heard people say, well, I feel so alone. Well, praise God. God's the answer. There's no problem you have that God's not the answer. If you're facing death, God's the answer. If you're living right now, He's the answer. If you want to have a success in living, God's the answer. If you want to have a land of plenty, God's the answer. Whatever you wish for, God's the answer. But He might make you some changes in what you think for or believe for. He might make some different styles. He can, it's like modify. He can modify what you wish for. He can modify that to where it's in His control. You know, we have some things, and with those things we have, we can use them wrongfully. Many of us, if we've given $1 million a day, we might not live for God. I don't think I'd bother me, but I think that it might be a problem. I've never had it, so I don't. But I think a lot of people, it's not in what we have. We don't have, what we have is, it's all temporal. My home's temporal. Everything I have, my clothing is temporal. Everything I have is temporal. But God is fulfillment above that. It is is forever. And what He gives you will last forever. It's not something that wears out like we find or accustomed to in this land. We're so accustomed to going down and buying new bedroom suits, new clothes, new furniture, all these things because of the time of wear that it gets on them. And the 30 years of our life, our furniture starts wearing out. That's the way life is. Your car wears out. Your everything, you start wearing out yourself. Your body gets hurt. Doesn't work right. But God's in the healing business, but God's beyond that. He is the great I am, and He will be with you now. He'll be with you in eternity, and you can have a good day every day of your life, or you can have a bad day. And you must choose. God makes you a free moral agent to choose your day. You need to seek God in that fashion, and God will give you, and by your words you justify, by your words you condemn, let the words of your mouth and meditation of your heart be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Bible says, call unto Him, He will answer us, and He'll show us great and mighty things that we know not. Greater is He that's within you, He is within the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For in my Father's house are many mansions, were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go away, I will come again and receive unto myself, that where I am, there ye might be also. Greater love hath no man lay down his life for his friends. We're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. God's word is a epistle, a blessing. It's one blessing right after another. We take them as food, spiritual food, and that spiritual food gives us strength to walk the spiritual life while we're here upon earth. It suspends us above the problems. It suspends us above the pitfalls. It suspends us above the problems of the enemy. It's bringing us to a place that we're not in the same elevation as many. So we got to choose whether they want that or we go back to the old man. The old man is very despicable, very corrupt, and I don't think he has much to look for. And his life is very short. And truly, crossing over the other side, we know unless a person's heart is right in the Lord Jesus. The Bible says that we have to come to God. We have to come and ask forgiveness. If that has not been made, we got to prepare for what we're going to meet our destiny. And our destiny is, it's going to come. It's going to come. And we're not going to miss that time. It's appointed unto man once to die. Then comes the judgment. It's appointed unto all men to die. All women to die. Then comes the judgment. And sometimes it comes to little children. It comes, we don't know, in life's journey when it's going to come. But it will come. And we need to be prepared every day of our life. We need to walk in the Lord. Lord guide God. Walk in His holiness. And I feel full tonight of the glory of God is real here. He's here to help you. He's here to uplift you. He's here to make His face to shine upon you. Be gracious unto you. Lift up His countenance in His name. God's here to rearrange your life. Father, I pray for a mighty blessing upon these people this night. I pray that you touch them in a mighty way. I pray that you open the windows of heaven this night that they might have a blessing, that you might touch them as only you can. Father, I pray that you'd speak their hearts in a very wonderful way. I know that you're real. And I know you're faithful. And I thank you for what you've done for me. I thank you that even those think that Brother Freedom is nothing. God, you're real. You're faithful. And I thank you for it. Hallelujah. For I, the Lord thy God, I'm here, said the Spirit of God, I'm here to talk to my people this day. I'm here to speak to your hearts this day. I'm here to testify that if I be for you, who can be against you? Am not I greater than what thou face? Am I able to save you, O man, O woman? Cannot I defend what I own? I own everything. I own all the house and land. I own all of the properties in this universe. I own all, and I can do all. Come to me, and I will no man cast out. I will bless those that come to my way. I will give them an inheritance that they send away. I shall reserve them a blessing. I shall keep them in the hollow of my mighty hand, and they will not be disturbed by the powers of wickedness. They will walk above reproach, and I shall keep them in a mighty way. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. I say these churches that do not move with my spirit, they need to be afraid, says the Spirit of God. They need to be afraid. But I say, if thou shalt come this night and seek my face, thou dost not have to fear, for I shall keep thee. I will keep thee through the hours of despair that shall come upon this land, and thou shalt be able to stand before the Son of Man at that day. And I say, without that, thou wilt not be able to stand before the Son of Man, and thou wilt miss that time, and thou wilt also miss out on eternity. For I've prepared a special home for those who will come my way. I've given them a special calling, and I will not respect their person. I will keep my word to all ones that they will seek me, says the Spirit of God. Go on.